back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Boone. Remember the old Sonobox recordings that they used to do on those jingles?
Yeah, we were just touching on weird sounds. Now, today, radio has a lot of weird sounds, you know, and being able to do a lot of things with computers and that. In those days, that was really something to have that wild sound.
Remember the song Charleston, My Hometown?
Yeah.
Mentions WTMA and the Charleston Navy Base and all the historic sites around Charleston.
Right.
I need to take it up and play it again. I should have played it today. On the back side of it, God, I'm trying to think of it. You remember what was on the back
someone
side?
Someone would just tell me, what's on the back side of Charleston, My Hometown? What was on the back side of that record? The instrumental.
That's right.
Could sing your own jingle if you wanted to.
Bob is on board with us via the telephone lines this morning. Hi, Bob.
The top of the morning to you, boss.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
And happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy birthday.
In today's society, 60 years of anything is outstanding.
Yeah, I agree.
Outstanding.
Well, it's what I'm so proud of is the fact that over all these years, we haven't really changed. I mean, we've changed a lot, but we haven't. We're still Charleston's radio station, have been all these years, and even though we've changed format a little bit, we're still TMA.
Do you ever think when you first started that someday you would be the voice of Charleston?
No. No.
What a trip that must be, huh?
Had no idea. I never dreamed of it. Not in my wildest imagination.
I mean, it's just Dan Moon and everybody knows it. You know, they may not know you personally, they may not see you, everybody knows the name.
I tell you what absolutely amazes me, and I've mentioned this from time to time, I walk into a place of business somewhere, supermarket or something, see, my wife and I are shopping in a supermarket, and I'll open my mouth to say something to her or to someone else, and somebody in an aisle over who can't see me, they'll stick their head around the end of the aisle and then come up there and say, "You're Dan Moon," and I say, "Yeah." And they didn't see me at all. They just heard my voice on the other side. So what I have learned over the years, Bob...
Don't talk.
Yeah. No, if I'm somewhere I'm not supposed to be, just keep my mouth shut, and nobody will know I'm there, see?
Listen, the name of the song you were looking for is Denise.
Denise. Yeah,
by Randy. Opposite of the nephew.
Oh, Denise, yeah.
Hey, it was Randy and the... what was the name of that group? Randy and the Rainbows, I think, was the name of the group, yeah. Bob, are you an old Charleston guy, or are you a transplant in, or what?
No, I think everybody here is a transplant.
Yeah, well, you know, I mentioned earlier, years ago, when I first came to Charleston in 1962, most everybody was born and raised down here. But nowadays, yeah, over 50% of the population came from somewhere else. Somewhere else. Where did you come from originally? Were you originally from Charleston?
No, I was born in Michigan and moved here from Jersey.
Yeah, how long ago?
15 years.
15. Well, you're a Charlestonian now.
That's it.
Yeah. Bob, thanks for the call, sir. Have a nice day today.
Okay, guys.
You bet, sir. And thanks for the happy birthday wish. If you'd like to jump on board this morning, it's 556-1250, which is the request line. And I mentioned, probably next to 911, Uncle Boo, that's the next most well-known telone number.
That phone never stopped ringing in the 60s.
Yeah.
It was the request line.
556-1250 is the talk line locally. If you're outside the area, we have an 800 number you can call. What it does with the 800 number, a lot of people kid me sometimes because I said, this number is good anywhere around the country. It's nationwide, 800 number. And I said, Dan, people can't hear you around the country. Well, that is true, folks. But let me tell you why I put it in. Because when we first started doing this, Boo, 9 or 10 years ago with the talk show itself, 10 years ago, people who lived up in Monk's Corner or lived up in McClellanville and Awandaw and down south, Hollywood, Ravenel, and further down, they didn't have local access to the Charleston area. And many of them still don't. So we put the 800 line in so they could call us without having to pay a bill for it. And it worked out pretty good, so we just kept it.
In my day, we used to... I was known as the Big Mouth of the South.
Uh-huh.
That gave an image, a big image of radio. Radio was all just image anyway. And we used to say, up and down the eastern seaboard. Well, we didn't get past Monk's Corner.
No.
It was up and down the eastern seaboard.
You did? Now, wait a minute. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, we did skip to Jacksonville over the water.
Yeah, because you're right. It didn't go inland that far. It still doesn't today. But I have a listener, a guy who listens all the time. He lives down in St. Augustine, Florida, and is a regular listener. They got a little pier down there, a public pier. He goes out, listens all the time. Now, if you drive a mile and a half inland, you can't hear us at all. But if you're right there on the beach, on the whether it's Orlando, Daytona, St. Augustine, all up and down Florida, you pick us up pretty good now.
Now you probably lost him as a listener. He now knows how to get rid of you. You know, just move a mile and a half in.
Let me get to Jim quickly on board with us. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Moonman.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Here's an old, I think this is an old high school buddy of mine.
We go way
back. Jim, you're about to break up on that cell phone. Yeah, well, get it. Wait till you get another cell and give us a buzz right back. Okay? And then, because I've got a clear signal on you. One thing about cell, you know why they call them cell phones? Because you're moving from one cell to the next cell the next cell, and sometimes you'll break up as you pass from one to the other. I'm Dan Moon with the Francis Marion Hotel. Uncle Booby Nash, how does it feel to be called the legendary?
Oh, well, you know, I saw that in the newspaper, and I said, what are they trying to tell me? So I put on my hair and put in my teeth and came down here to see what it was all about.
You lost your hair on the way down, though.
Yes, I did.
Quick break here at 8:53 in the morning from the Francis Marion Hotel. Our big 60th birthday celebration continues. Hang on, don't go anywhere.
WCMA, Tiger Radio.